This is Unit 21 of Pimsleur's Speak and Read Essential Ukrainian 1. Listen to this conversation.
Доброго ранку, Марина Давидівна.
Доброго ранку, пане Томпсон. Як живете?
Добре, дякую. А ви?
Дякую, добре.
Скажіть, Марина Давидівна, яка у нас сьогодні програма?
Подивимося. Так. О 10-й збори. На зборах будуть Марко Миколайович, Олексій Константинович і Тетяна Андріївна. Потім обід в готелі «Україна» і о 14:30 недовгі збори в міністерстві.
Так. Отже, о 10-й годині тут буде Марко Миколайович. І хто ще?
Олексій Константинович і Тетяна Андріївна. Вони працюють в іншому відділі.
А коли, ви думаєте, буде обід?
Точно не знаю. Можливо, о 1:00.
Дуже добре. Дякую, Марина Давидівна.
Будь ласка, пане Томпсон.
Listen to it again.
Доброго ранку, Марина Давидівна.
Доброго ранку, пане Томпсон. Як живете?
Добре, дякую. А ви?
Дякую, добре.
Скажіть, Марина Давидівна, яка у нас сьогодні програма?
Подивимося. Так, о 10-й збори. На зборах будуть Марко Миколайович, Олексій Константинович і Тетяна Андріївна. Потім обід в готелі «Україна» і о 14:30 недовгі збори в міністерстві.
Так, отже, о 10-й годині тут буде Марко Миколайович. І хто ще?
Олексій Константинович і Тетяна Андріївна. Вони працюють в іншому відділі.
А коли, ви думаєте, буде обід?
Точно не знаю. Можливо, о 1:00.
Дуже добре. Дякую, Марина Давидівна.
Будь ласка, пане Томпсон.
A tourist will find many of these phrases as useful as a businessman would. For example, here's how to ask, what do we have on the schedule for today? Just listen.
Яка у нас сьогодні програма? Яка у нас сьогодні програма?
You might say this to a tour guide or to any Ukrainian-speaking colleague. Let's take this phrase apart. Here's the word for schedule. Listen and repeat.
Програма. Програма.
It sounds a lot like the English word program, to which it is related. How do you say schedule or program?
Програма.
How would you ask, what kind of schedule, or what sort of program? You're literally asking, which schedule, or what schedule? Listen and repeat.
Яка програма? Яка програма?
Now you ask, what schedule, or better, what kind of schedule?
Яка програма?
Do you remember the word for today?
Сьогодні.
How do you ask, what kind of schedule, or what kind of program?
Яка програма?
Here's how to say we have. Listen and repeat.
У нас. У нас.
How do you say we have?
У нас.
And how would you say, I have a dictionary?
У мене є словник.
Now, how do you say we have?
У нас.
Ask, What kind of schedule or what kind of program?
Яка програма?
Now here's the whole question. What kind of schedule do we have today? Listen and repeat.
Яка у нас сьогодні програма? Яка у нас сьогодні програма?
Now you say it. You've just met your Ukrainian counterpart for breakfast. Ask her, what's our schedule for today?
Яка у нас сьогодні програма?
Of course, the first thing you would say is, good morning. Say this.
Доброго ранку.
And ask, how are you?
Як живете?
Here's a less formal way to ask this. Listen and repeat.
Як справи? Як справи?
It's roughly equivalent to, how are things going for you? You can use this phrase with someone you already know reasonably well, such as a business colleague, a friend, or an associate. How do you ask a friend or colleague, how are you? Or, how are things?
Як справи?
You've just come down from your hotel room in the morning, and there is your Ukrainian friend and colleague. Greet her by saying, good morning, how are things?
Доброго ранку, як справи?
There's an equally informal but still polite response to the friendly greeting.
Як справи?
It's a phrase you already know. Listen to both the question and the response.
Доброго ранку, Марина Давидівна. Як справи?
Добре, Андрій Петрович. А у вас?
Did you hear the question?
А у вас?
It could be translated, and with you. Listen to the interchange again.
Доброго ранку, Марина Давидівна. Як справи?
Добре, Андрій Петрович. А у вас?
Your intonation on this question is important. Say, and with you.
А у вас? А у вас?
Now ask what's on the schedule for today.
Яка у нас сьогодні програма?
Your friend says, let's see, and consults an appointment book. Repeat, let's see, starting with the last part.
Вимося. Вимося.
Now repeat the full word for let's see. You're literally saying, we will see.
Подивимося. Подивимося.
This is a filler phrase that you'll probably find handy. How do you say, let's see?
Подивимося.
He says, at 10 o'clock there's a meeting here. How do you say, at 10 o'clock?
О 10-й годині.
Say again, at 10 o'clock.
О 10-й годині.
What is the word for meeting?
Збори.
Here's a short meeting. You're literally saying not long instead of short. Listen and repeat.
Недовгі збори. Недовгі збори.
How do you say a short meeting?
Недовгі збори.
How would you say the meeting begins at 10 o'clock?
Збори починаються о 10-й годині.
Ask, when does the meeting begin?
Коли починаються збори?
How do you say tomorrow?
Завтра.
Ask, where will the meeting be tomorrow?
Де будуть завтра збори?
How do you say a short meeting?
Недовгі збори.
Back to greeting your friend in the morning. How do you say breakfast?
Сніданок.
And how do you say to have breakfast?
Снідати.
Since your meeting doesn't begin until 10, there's no reason to rush. Ask, do you want to have breakfast?
Ви не хочете снідати?
Say, the restaurant is over there, on the right.
Ресторан он там, праворуч.
How would you say, the restaurant is over there, on the left?
Ресторан он там, ліворуч.
You're in the restaurant. Raise your cup of tea, smile, and say to your colleague, to your health.
За ваше здоров'я.
Since you'd not normally propose a toast over a cup of tea, the joke is appreciated. Now, would you ask the head waiter, may I smoke here?
Тут можна курити?
You can't. How does the waiter say, no, it is forbidden?
Ні, не можна.
If you really want to smoke, you can go to the bar, even though it's probably not open yet. How would the waiter say, go to the bar?
Ідіть в бар.
Over your cigarette, you continue talking with your colleague about the day's activities. How does he say, at 10 o'clock, there's a meeting here?
О 10-й годині – збори.
Now you want to know who will be at the meeting. How do you say, at the meeting?
На зборах.
Ask, who will be at the meeting?
Хто буде на зборах?
Then there's lunch at the Hotel Ukraina. Here's the word then or next.
Потім. Потім.
How do you say at the Hotel Ukraina?
В готелі Україна.
Since this is a location, remember you have to use the
в.
But it slurs right into the following word.
Готелі.
Also, remember you have to use the
і
ending on hotel. How do you say at the Hotel Ukraina?
В готелі Україна.
Your colleagues given you the names of the people who will be at the meeting, but you caught only one, Marko Mikolaevich. Here's how to ask, who else? Listen and repeat.
Хто ще? Хто ще?
How do you ask who else?
Хто ще?
How would you ask what else?
Що ще?
Here's another filler word you can use as you're getting the day's schedule and the people you'll meet straight in your head, or as you're copying things down. You'll hear it often. It's the same word that means yes. In this case, it's a kind of equivalent for, uh-huh, I see. Say yes, or in this case, uh-huh, I see.
Так.
Suppose you don't know some of the people who are coming to that 10 o'clock meeting. Your friend explains that they work in another department. Here's in another department. Just listen.
В іншому відділі.
Repeat the word for department.
Відділ. Відділ.
Here's another. Listen and repeat.
Інший. Інший.
Now say, in another department.
В іншому відділі. В іншому відділі.
Using this as a model, how would you say, in another city?
В іншому місті.
If you're in Ukraine on business, you might have to go to a ministry office. Here's the word for ministry. Listen and repeat.
Міністерство. Міністерство.
How would you say in another ministry?
В іншому міністерстві.
How do you say to work?
Працювати.
How would you say they work?
Вони працюють.
How would you say they work in another department?
Вони працюють в іншому відділі.
Do you remember how to ask when something takes place? Ask, for example, when the meeting begins.
Коли починаються збори?
How do you say at 1 o'clock?
О першій годині.
At 2 o'clock.
О другій годині.
At 4 o'clock.
О четвертій годині.
At 5 o'clock.
О п'ятій годині.
The change in ending from
a
to
e
when you add the word for at is important. Did you get it? Say at 6 o'clock.
О шостій годині.
Do you remember how to say in the morning?
Ранку.
Say at 8 o'clock.
О восьмій годині.
At 8 in the morning.
О восьмій ранку.
Here's how to say in the evening. Listen and repeat.
Вечора. Вечора.
Say, at 10 o'clock.
О 10 годині.
At 10 in the evening.
О 10 вечора.
How would you say, it's already 12 o'clock?
Вже 12 година.
Say, it's time to have lunch.
Час обідати.
Ask, would you like to have lunch?
Ви хочете обідати?
Back to telling time. For the half hours, Ukrainian uses a different construction. Literally, for a Ukrainian, half past two is half of the third hour. Here is at half past two. Listen and repeat.
О пів на третю. О пів на третю.
How do you say half of the third hour, or better, at half past two?
О пів на третю.
Here's how to say at half past three, literally, half of the fourth. Listen and repeat.
О пів на четверту. О пів на четверту.
How do you say at half past three?
О пів на четверту.
Since it may take you some time to get used to these half past the hour expressions, here's a good way to get around them. To make sure you've understood a half past time correctly, you can always say the numbers literally in a phrase like, so 2:30, right? Listen and repeat.
Отже, 2:30, так? Отже,
is another word that you'll hear Ukrainians use often, especially when they're pausing or restating something to make sure they've got it right. And you could use it the same way. Say, so 2:30, right? Starting with,
отже. Отже, 2:30, так?
How would you say, so 3:30, right?
Отже, 3:30, так?
Here's how you would ask, when do you think lunch will be? Repeat.
Коли ви думаєте, буде обід? Коли ви думаєте, буде обід?
You know all the elements of this already. Imagine you've just gone over the morning schedule. Now ask, when do you think lunch will be?
Коли ви думаєте, буде обід?
He's not sure exactly. Here's the word exactly. Listen and repeat.
Точно. Точно.
How would you say, I'm not exactly sure, starting with exactly?
Точно не знаю.
Another way to give an approximate answer is to use the word perhaps. Listen and repeat.
Можливо. Можливо.
How do you say perhaps?
Можливо.
Let's suppose you've been asked what time an excursion is going to begin. Say, I'm not exactly sure, perhaps at 2 o'clock.
Точно не знаю. Можливо, о 2-й годині.
Even if you don't know, you'll probably be thanked for your trouble. So you need to say, you're welcome. It's the same word you know for please. Say, you're welcome.
Будь ласка.
Suppose you've had a morning excursion around Kiev or a meeting, and now your schedule calls for lunch. How do you say, go to the restaurant?
Ідіть в ресторан.
Let's review some of the words and phrases you might need in a restaurant. How would you say, I want to have lunch?
Я хочу обідати.
You notice a restaurant across the street. Ask, is that a good restaurant?
Це добрий ресторан?
Your friend says, I don't know.
Не знаю. Не знаю.
He says, I live in Odessa. Say this.
Я живу в Одесі.
You decide to try the restaurant. The head waiter indicates a table on the left side of the room. How do you say, on the left?
Ліворуч.
How do you say, on the right?
Праворуч.
You're seated. Ask for a menu by saying to your waitress, show me a menu, please.
Покажіть, будь ласка, меню.
Ask if they have borscht.
У вас є борщ?
They do. You decide to start with that. Then say, give me a salad and котлети, please.
Дайте, будь ласка, салат і котлети.
Your friend likes the fish. How does he say, give me the fish, please?
Дайте, будь ласка, рибу.
Your friend orders a beer. How does he say beer?
Пиво.
What is the popular carbonated soft drink?
Лимонад.
When the meal comes, there's no bread on the table. Since you've developed a taste for Ukrainian black bread, ask, do you have any bread?
У вас є хліб?
Your colleague raises his glass to you and says, to your health. Do you remember the phrase?
За ваше здоров'я.
After dinner, you order coffee. Your friend orders tea. Say the two words, coffee and tea.
Кава, чай.
Your friend starts to light up a cigarette, but the waitress comes over to the table and says, smoking is not allowed here. Say this.
Тут не можна курити.
That being the case, you decide to leave, and this is a good place to end this unit.
This is the end of today's lesson. When you continue with the next unit tomorrow, please begin with track number 2.